213 Rock with Hair Egg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinny Times, le classic rock radio Infinite and Divine, Keep on Moving, l'album Silver Lining. En direct avec nous ce soir, on a Jan Akesson ainsi que Tezzy la chanteuse. Ils sont en direct avec nous depuis la Suède. Hi Jan, hi Tezzy, nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Yes, how are you?
We're good actually. Well, as good as it can get with these crazy times going on, but everything's fine other than that.
Okay, donc en direct ce soir, on a Jan, guitariste, compositeur du groupe, il fait multi-instrumentiste, et Tezzy, la chanteuse, qui sont là donc en direct donc pour nous présenter l'album des Infinite and Divine, le Silver Lining, très beau disque. On va commencer l'interview. Vous allez voir, c'est un très bel album, il y a de très très belles chansons, et en plus, la manière dont ça a été fait, c'est juste incroyable, quoi. Tonight, you are on air on 213 Rock. This is the name of the show. The name of the Rib Rock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. And thank you very much for accepting my interview request. Le groupe suédois de hard rock, heavy metal, Infinite and Divine, a sorti son premier album intitulé Silver Lining le 9 avril dernier via le label Frontiers Records. Hey, how did you know each other?
We met through mutual friends in 2019. So it was very coincidental, actually. We met a couple of times and started talking. And, Jan said he had a couple of tracks lying around that he wanted to finish. It was a shame for them just to be there and not become something. So he asked if I was interested in trying to record some vocals on them. And that was the start. That's how it all began, actually.
Effectivement, donc Jan et Tezzy se connaissaient déjà auparavant, ils avaient discuté, ils savaient donc qui était l'un et l'autre, et en même temps donc ils ont eu cette idée là de faire des titres, et puis en même temps donc ils se connaissaient et ils se sont dit à un moment donné, allez, faisons de la musique, quoi. And how did you get the good idea to work together?
Well, that was when he asked me if I wanted to try to record some vocals on these tracks. Mm-hmm. It was just basically to see if it would work out with my voice on the songs and if it would work out to, well, continue. And so I went to Jean's place, and the first two songs we recorded were actually I Feel Alive and Infinite and Divine, so it's very suitable. That's the first two singles.
Okay.
And everything just worked out. It felt really, really good, comfortable. We thought the match with my voice and the songs worked out pretty well. And on a personal level, everything was just like really, really comfortable and fun.
Ouais, Yann avait composé déjà l'album, il a demandé à Tezzy si elle pouvait effectivement enregistrer, travailler sur ses titres enregistrés, et les résultats effectivement étaient excellents, très bien, donc elle aussi, elle était très contente, donc pourquoi pas, quoi, il faut continuer, quoi. And Yann, I listened to the album. Silver Lining has a very particular style because it's a kind of modern and hour metal. Yann, I said, on the album, you play all instruments except drums, and you compose and you produce, it's your experience, I think, that speaks.
Yes. I play it all except for the drums. Mm. And I do it in my home studio and do tracks and send to Tessie. That will be, after a while, it will be some songs out of it.
Okay, en fait, donc Jan, lui, il a la particularité d'être multi-instrumentiste, c'est-à-dire qu'il a joué quasiment tous les instruments de l'album, sauf la batterie, bien évidemment. Et puis, il a composé, il a produit l'album, il a une expérience énorme, hein, parce qu'il faut le connaître, Jan Akesson, c'est aussi guitariste de son groupe Stone Lake, il a déjà sorti 7 albums, il a écrit aussi pour énormément d'artistes à travers le monde. Non, effectivement, c'est un grand monsieur, quoi. Jan, I said, you have a great career with your band Stone Lake, you work on the 7 albums, you have written songs for so many artists around the world. So you have a big name, of course. So we know your name before.
Thank you.
Yes. And Tezzy, you started your career really young for playing in some local shows, right?
Yeah, I started early. I mean, music and singing has always been a part of my life since childhood. And growing up in my teenage years, I was kind of only realizing that this is what I want to do. So I started recording demos, started as a demo singer, writing my own songs as well, and then started being at a troubadour cover gigs in my hometown. I didn't have the age. I wasn't allowed to go to the pubs because I was 17. You have to be 18 in Sweden to go to pubs, but they made an arrangement so that I could go there and play if I promised not to drink anything. So I started there, and then it just continued. I've always had it as a profession in one way or another since then.
And you participated with the Episode Project. I remember that. We sing with Henning Bass. You work with Simone Mularoni and Tom Englund of Evergrey. It was a great adventure.
Yeah, that was so cool. I was really surprised to be asked to take a part of that, actually, because the others they are already known. They have names speaking for them. Oh. And no one knew who I was. So that was an honor to be a part of that. And it was so much fun going to Belgium, recording it. And we had a live gig as well in Belgium at PPM Fest. So we got together, the whole group, and rehearsed and did a show. And that was just amazing.
Alors, donc, Tézy, elle a démarré sa carrière entre 16 et 17 ans en jouant dans des clubs locaux. Hein, en faisant. Mais le problème, c'est qu'en Suède, pour rentrer dans un club, c'était à partir de 18 ans. Donc voilà, donc ça a démarré comme ça en faisant des covers, des reprises. Elle a démarré dans sa toute jeune carrière et puis elle continue jusqu'à un moment donné où elle a été prise je crois que c'était Samuel Arkan, c'est ça, que c'était Épisode, donc le groupe, et elle participe donc à ce fameux album Fantasmagoria avec le chant avec Henning Bass, qui était l'ancien chanteur de Metalium et Firewind. Vous vous rappelez, elle joue aussi avec donc sur ce titre avec Simone Mularoni de DJM et Tom Englund de Evergreen. Ouais, c'était une belle aventure. Ça lui a permis quand même de se faire un petit nom, et ça, c'était vraiment vraiment cool, quoi. And Tézy, you have a very beautiful voice. I will tell you later why. Because I love your voice. Yes, 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 yes. Silver Lining begins with the song on I Feel Alive. With its powerful side, we are already in the atmosphere of the album.
Yeah, it felt like a natural and good start. It's always hard to make the lineup of which order the songs are supposed to end up in, and actually it went kind of fast anyway. It came quite natural, and to have I Feel Alive as the first track on the album,
yes,
felt like a great opening.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, le titre I Feel Alive, c'est le titre qui ouvre l'album, donc comme je le précise dans la question, c'est un titre qui a un côté assez puissant, c'est un titre qui donne l'atmosphère de l'album. C'est aussi le second clip vidéo, hein. I said this is your second single track of the video available on YouTube at this moment, and it's pretty cool sound. Yes, very cool sound, quoi. And I must say that the blues side of your photo session strongly influenced me to listen to the album.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it ended up in a blues tone, because we had the album cover, and doing the photo session, just felt editing the photos that wanted to try to like combine it so it's a full picture. So decided to go with the bluish purple tone in the photos as well, to make that really connect to the album cover.
Mm-hmm. I see the blues all the time when I listen to your music. En fait, alors voilà, donc en fait, il y a un truc extraordinaire, c'est que lorsque vous regardez les photos de Tézy et de Yann, il y a ce fameux bleu qui est derrière. Ce bleu-là, lorsque vous écoutez la musique du groupe, donc Infinite and Divine et l'album Silver Lining, vous l'avez sous les yeux, en fait. Et vous pouvez pas penser à autre chose, vous avez ce bleu. Ben, voilà, dans votre pensée, vous l'avez. Et moi, ça m'a pas quitté, quoi, en fait. Et ça m'a permis, en fait, d'écouter l'album et de rentrer dans cette atmosphère d'album. Et il se passe quelque chose de bizarre, quoi. J'ai toujours ce bleu, et je pense à ce bleu dès que j'entends chanter, dès que j'entends la musique. Il y a un truc, quoi. C'est vraiment, il y a quelque chose de vraiment très très sympathique, quoi. And there comes your first single track, Infinite and Divide. This title that allowed us to discover you.
Yeah, Infinite and Divide, that was the first.
Yes, it was the first single. You know what? This track has exceeded 100,000 views on YouTube. That's good.
Yeah, that's shocking, actually. We did not expect that, or I did not expect that. I don't know, what about you, John?
No, not at all.
It was so much fun, you know, the video and the single got released, and you saw the views, you know, like, yeah, it would be cool if we could get a couple of thousand views. That would be really, really cool. And now, like you said, it's more than 100,000 views, and wow, we're mind blown. That's so cool.
Ouais, effectivement.
Thank you for everyone who's been watching and listening.
Oui, le premier titre, Infinite and Divine, qu'on écoutera tout à l'heure aussi. Et donc c'est le titre. Il y a un clip vidéo là-dessus qui a dépassé déjà les 100 000 vues. Comme ça, c'est cool. C'est vraiment bien. Il y a eu des bons commentaires de la part des fans et tout. And the comments are great, as I said. The comments of the people or your fan base are great.
Yeah, they are. It really warms your heart going through them and reading all the wonderful and enthusiastic words that people take their time to leave for us. So it's so much fun just looking through it and seeing that something that we created is greeted so well. That's a very good, very, very nice feeling.
Ouais, c'est quelque chose qu'ils ont créé et qui est vu autant, qui est partagé autant et qui est commenté autant. Ça leur fait un grand, grand plaisir. Ouais, c'est ça. And there is a song Keep On Moving with its heavy side. As I told you, there is something special, very particular on your voice. I will tell you why now. I have the impression to hear Aretha Franklin singing in metal. Because your voice sounds like soul music in spirit. This is the special side.
Oh,
that's what I'm thinking.
If you could see me right now, my jaw is like dropping on the floor. Because that's such a cool comparison. That's an honor hearing that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, there is
thank
a...
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's like a huge compliment.
Yeah, there is a soul music in vibe, you know, somewhere. That's why I said it's very particular. There is something special. And I found this on my car when I listened to the album. I said, wow, the voice, it's not far away of Aretha Franklin, of soul music. This kind of voice, my God. Real great. Awesome. Yeah. You agree, Jan?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay.
It's outstanding.
Okay, effectivement, c'est ça. Donc,
very unique.
Okay, elle a une voix, elle a une signature vocale unique comme ça. Elle a ce côté soul, black music, et c'est ça qui a fait que tout de suite j'ai vraiment aimé quoi cette musique et ce côté là quoi. And the title Not Too Late has a progressive dimension side with a heavy intro riff. The track gives a lot of emotions.
Yeah, I think that has a lot of dimension in it, the song, all the way through, because it starts kind of intense, like you said, and then the music and the vocals, the melody and the lyrics kind of, that's one of my favorite songs. If it's hard to pick a favorite song on the album, we love all of them, but that one's really, really close to my heart in every way, because there's so much emotion in there, I think, in the music as well. John has done such a, well, he's awesome. He's done such a great job building up emotion in the actual music, which kind of made it easy to put vocals on it and just try to enhance all the emotions that was already there.
Il y a un titre qui s'appelle Not Too Late qui est un peu différent du reste de l'album, qui donne il y a un côté progressif et un côté très heavy avec une intro assez lourde, hein. Je vais pas dire Pantera, mais on n'est pas loin quoi. Et derrière ça, il y a la voix qui arrive et il y a toute une dimension. Et je vous dis encore, il y a cette couleur bleue qui survole lorsque vous allez regarder la pochette, vous regardez les photos, le livret, enfin les notes, le liner note, etc. Et vous écoutez la musique, ça ne peut pas vous quitter. Donc en fait, ils ont très bien joué sur ce coup-là et il se passe vraiment quelque chose quoi. And there is another track like Wasteland. I love this track. I spent a good time to listen to it.
Yeah, that's a very cool energetic track as well. Actually, the title is all from John. Actually.
No,
it is
my dummy vocals.
Yeah, but because he had the melody, the song melody for Wasteland, John had that. It was already finished, like the melody, and he had recorded it, just like making up some vocals, not really singing anything, but some words just to get the melody. And it's a really, really strong melody. And at some point, I heard him sing Wasteland in the demo vocals, and I felt like, I like that. I like that. And then I basically wrote the whole lyric from hearing him singing at some point, Wasteland. So that's how the lyrics and everything turned out to be. So I was, one word in the demo vocal ended up an entire lyric of the song.
Donc en fait c'était en mode, il y avait la démo, ils étaient en train en fait travailler ce titre, elle est venue poser sa voix et Yann tout de suite dit ouais j'adore ce que tu fais, j'adore ça, le titre il a commencé à prendre une autre dimension, le titre il a commencé à bien s'installer et en fait ils se complètent vraiment très très bien, Yann Akeson et Tizzy, ils se complètent parfaitement quoi, et là dessus les paroles sont arrivées, les lyrics etc, donc ça a donné un beau titre qui s'appelle Wasteland que vous retrouvez bien sûr en playlist sur le 113 Rock, Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. And you know what, I could still talk about the album so many hours I think.
now
because your album is a very good surprise and your tracks are very catchy.
Thank you so much. So appreciate hearing that.
Yeah, and you're starting to have a good fan base, I think. Sure.
Yeah, it's really weird to actually fans, yeah. In a good way. It's a cool feeling, and everyone's amazing. Everyone's so kind and supportive, and we just love everything about that. Everyone, you rock. You're the best.
Effectivement, il commence à y avoir une bonne base fan hein, qui suit notamment le groupe, donc Infinite and Divine. Et en même temps, les titres sont très accrocheurs tout au long de l'album. Je pourrais en parler encore de longues minutes. Il y a d'autres titres. Il y a un titre qui s'appelle Bent No More qui est génial. Et il y a aussi You and I qui est fantastique et incroyable. Ce sont des titres encore différents du reste de l'album. Je vous ai dit, hein, je pourrais passer encore des longues minutes à vous parler, mais c'est vraiment l'album. Je vous le conseille vraiment. Le seul moyen, c'est que je vous conseille vraiment d'acheter ce disque, il est vraiment canon quoi. Vous allez quasiment sur la page Facebook donc du groupe et vous pouvez le commander, c'est juste incroyable. C'est croyez-moi, ça sera un bon achat quoi. So I hope one day you can play it on stage, your album.
We sure do hope so. That's what we want to do. That's what we were aiming for. We will reveal that we're actually next week, right, John? Yeah, we're going to for the first time enter the rehearsal room and start actually rehearsing the album so that we're ready when opportunity comes and all the crazy COVID craziness when that comes down so that we are ready to actually get out there and play.
You think for the end of this year maybe you could play on stage?
Oh, that's hard to say.
It's hard to say. Okay.
And yeah, it's so hard to say because you don't know really what's going on with the whole the COVID situation. So depending on that, I think that's basically what will prevent us from playing. So, but I mean, when the time comes, when we get the first opportunity, we will be ready and we will take it. And hopefully as soon as possible.
Okay. Donc dès que possible, ils essaieront de faire des concerts parce qu'effectivement, avec l'histoire en ce moment tout simplement du COVID-19, cette histoire-là, il faut qu'elle s'arrête parce que je pense que tout le monde a envie de repartir en concert. Tout le monde est en manque de concerts. Donc je rappelle en direct avec nous Yann Akeson et Tizzy qui sont en direct avec nous. Le groupe Infinite and Divine, l'album Silver Lining. Voici le track listing. L'album lui démarre avec I Feel Alive. En 2, Infinite and Divine. En 3, Keep Moving On. En 4, Not Too Late. Ensuite en 5 Wasteland, en 6 Burn No More, en 7 We Are One, en 8 Of The End Of The World, en 9 You And I, en 10 While You're Looking For Love, ensuite Perplex Perfection, ça c'est le titre 11, Yann Akeson guitare, Stacy et un batteur notamment qui a été invité sur l'album qui s'appelle Jens Wetzberg. Thank you very much for this live interview. Wow. Thank you very much. It was good. Do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Well, the message is basically one big thank you. Thank you to everyone's supporting us, spreading the news and our songs, listening, buying the album or streaming the album. We appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you so much. And also thank you for having us on this show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, merci beaucoup. Thank you very much, Tizzy. Thank you very much, Yann. You're welcome. Tout de suite, on continue et on termine en musique avec Infinite and Divine. Voici le single Of The End Of The World sur 213 Rock on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Je rappelle que l'album s'appelle Silver Lining. N'hésitez pas à envoyer un message sur Facebook pour commander l'album. C'est juste cool. C'est un excellent choix.